The word of God given to us today is Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 to 33. Allow me to read the text. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. "Teacher," they said, "Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second, third, right on down to the seventh. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?" Jesus replied, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Amen. Humans are not the fastest, nor the bravest, nor with the most developed senses. Human beings, however, said to be the Lord of creation. It is because humans know more than any other animals. But it does not. But humans do not know everything. Instead, we only know part of what we are experts of or interested in. There are even many fields of which we have no knowledge at all, if we have no interest or have not studied in that field. Moreover, human knowledge has limitations, because each and every person has their own opinion and bias. Pigs are the animals that we tend to misunderstand and are biased against. We have a very negative view of pigs. In the Korean dictionary, pig is described as belonging to the boar family, short four legs and broad and tapering mouth, strong and healthy but slow to move and stupid. There are three common misconceptions of pigs. First, the misconception is that pigs eat too much. If children do not study and just eat a lot, few parents would tell him that their kids are healthy. Many would say, "You eat well, just like a pig. I want you to study." People who enjoy eating food even after they are full, and even though they had to take digestive pills later, they eat until they cannot eat anymore. Animals, including pigs, however, stop eating when their stomachs are full about 80%. In these hot summer days, the greatest worry of pig breeders is that a pig will lose their appetite in the heat. The reason why pigs fight for food is because they are given food in large numbers, in a small area. If 20 homeless people or war prisoners were provided food at the same time in a small space, they would not be different from pigs. The second misconception is that pigs are dirty. When we think of pig pens, we think of excretion everywhere and bad smell. However, pigs are clean, so that if they are provided large space, they would designate a separate area for sleep, eat, and relieving themselves. As pigs are grown in such crowded places, it is hard for them to endure themselves. Same story goes for human beings. If a person was kept in a small room where many other people had to share the same space, the room will probably start smelling bad within a week. Finally, pigs are considered to be stupid. Commonly, we use pigs to refer to those who are fat, greedy, and stupid. There's an old saying in Korea that says, if a pig takes litter home, it rains. Litter is dry grass which is spread in a barn stable. This expression is used when a dumb person says something that's correct. In reality, however, pigs are as smart as dogs and dolphins. And if they are trained, they are able to understand commands, simple commands such as go, stop, or turn around. The three most famous delicacies are caviar, foie gras, and truffles. Truffles are the most expensive among them. There are 30 different types of truffles, and the most expensive are the French black truffles and the Italian white truffles. They are priced higher than gold. 4 years ago, a couple in Hong Kong bought a 1.52 kilogram of truffle for 125,000 euros. Truffles grow underground, 5 to 30 centimeters underground, so that it is very almost impossible for people to discover them. But well-trained pigs are able to find them. Also, in the area of life sciences, pigs are essential. Surgeons practice on pigs prior to actually operating on humans because the space of a pig's body is similar to those of human beings. I think we should change our thinking about pigs. People continuously try to define God by their own reason. Human ability, however, is limited, and we can never fully understand infinite God, God's kingdom, leadership, nature, ability, and all other things belonging to God are beyond the understanding of human beings. If we say that we understand all of them, it is out of arrogance. Therefore, things related to the Lord are not something to understand, but to believe. True faith starts when we humbly admit that God is beyond our understanding. In today's text, we meet the Sadducees who misunderstand that they know everything about God by their reason. The same day, the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him with a question. The Sadducees were in the highest class in Jerusalem at the time, so they enjoyed vested interests in political and economic terms. They were mainly from rich, loyal families and priests and had close connections to King Herod and his family, but also the Romans. Although they only believed in the five books of Moses, and because they could not find basis in the books about resurrection, they did not believe resurrection. Driven by unhealthy religious doctrines and convenient life, they did not believe in resurrection and God in the right way. Verse 24 states, you can find Sadducees' question, verse 24. Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. This question is related to Levirate law in Deuteronomy chapter 25. Under this law of acquiring sister-in-law, in male-dominated ancient times, marriage was the only means for a woman to live a decent life. And under Levirate law, if a brother died without child, the surviving brother would need to marry the widow to carry on the deceased brother's family line. If a baby is born to the new couple, the baby legally became the child of the deceased brother and inherited every right of the deceased brother. As such, one who continued the line of a brother was called Goel. This custom had very strong binding force. If the surviving brother rejected to marry the widow, he would be harshly criticized and humiliated in the community. When one wanted to deny to be a Goel, he expressed his intention by removing his sandal. And people called his house the house of him whose sandal is removed. This practice can be seen in the book of Ruth. Naomi had temporarily left to go to Moab, but stayed there for a long time. After 10 years in Moab, the only thing that was left were three widows: Naomi, Ruth, and Orpha. Naomi, who decided to leave for Bethlehem, told her daughters-in-law the following: "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons? Who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then give birth to sons, would you be able to wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." The best fit thing for Naomi and Orpha would be if their mother-in-law had another son, and through the son, to continue the line. However, Naomi did not have another son, nor was she able to bear another child. Even if she could, they would have to wait a long time until the child grew into an adult. Orpha, who heard this, went directly back to her hometown. However, Ruth decided to live with her mother-in-law and to accept her mother-in-law's God. Later, Ruth married Boaz, who became Goel, and they had a son who became Obed, father of David. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died. And since he had no children, he he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second, third brother, right on down to seventh. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose life will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her? On its face, the question seems to be a valid one. But it is similar to a question as asking, what did God create before he created the earth and the earth? Or can God create something that is so heavy that not even him can carry it? These questions were not asked because they really had questions about these issues, but they asked these questions to trap Jesus. Well, Jesus could have answered in this way. He could have said, yes, the first or the last brother could be the husband of the wife. But then all the others would protest against this. Or if Jesus answered that all of the brothers will become the husband, but then they would all protest and say, what kind of a world that would that be? The Sadducees could not believe that of resurrection because man could not even continue their family line. Jesus' answer to this question was answered as follows. Jesus replied, "You are in error because you do not know the scriptures of power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven." Jesus says the life of resurrection is not an extension of this world. In a book written by Trina Polius, a striped caterpillar who was born in a tree came down from the tree. On his way down, he met a yellow caterpillar who he fell in love with. But soon he felt tired and weary, so he went back up the tree. On his way up, he asked an old caterpillar, "Why are so many caterpillars risking their lives to go up so high?" The old caterpillar said, "They do this so that they can become butterflies." But the striped caterpillar could not understand what he was talking about. "How can I, in such a body, sprout wings and fly?" The old caterpillar replied, "Right now you are a cocoon, but soon you will become a butterfly." One day, the caterpillar became a butterfly. Jesus said, although now men and women marry, but in the upon resurrection, no one will die and will not need to marry, and they will become beings like angels. Jesus also showed the Sadducees basis grounds for reference to resurrection in the book of Moses. "But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Jesus said, God, when he summoned Moses, said, "I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of God of Jacob. The problem with our language is that our language is not very accurate in terms of expressing tense. When God referred to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were already dead for a long time when God summoned Moses. God did not say, "I was the God of Abraham," but he said, "I am the God of Abraham," in the present tense. This is because Abraham, Isaac, Jacob are alive in the kingdom of God. And this is what is resurrection spoken by Jesus. In this world, whether we are successful or a failure, everything we think that everything ends with death, but that is not the case. When God says, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," it means that He perfected their lives regardless of their conduct in life. And God said, "Would I let my people end in slavery?" The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob also applies to us. Sometimes we experience hardship like the Israelites had in slavery. Sometimes this hardship appears to never end, and there are so many small and big problems that make us feel suffocated. We hope that God will act in some way, but He remains silent and we become anxious. But God, who knows that life on earth is not the end, we should not forget that He is working to transform us into butterflies. As God came into the lives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and led them into a life of faith, God is also working the same way for our life. There is a play called The Misunderstood, written by Albert Camus. This is a play based on a true story of a family in Czechoslovakia. The play is set in a motel located in a remote town in some city in Czechoslovakia. In the back of the motel, there is a cliff, and below the cliff is a river. It rained and it was dark all the time. The motel was managed by Martha and her mother. Their only wish was to get out of their town and live in a new country where there was warm, sunny weather. They heard that there was hot sandy beach, and their dream was to see if their feet could be burned by walking on the sand. There used to be a son in the family, but he left home 20 years ago to make money. The mother and daughter imagined that his son had made it to such country. In order to save enough money to move to another country, they engaged in killing guests. When there was a single guest, they killed the person, took his money and belongings, and threw the body off over the cliff into the river. One day, Jan, the son, came back returned to his town with his wife for the first time in 20 years. When he found a room at the motel, the mother and sister did not recognize him. Maria, Jan's wife, asked, "Why didn't you just say, 'It is me'?" But he said, "It's not that simple." Maria went on to say, "Like everyone, all you have to say is that you are the son. I've lived with my wife in the but his Jan said, "I have lived with my wife in the country that we loved. It is a country that has beautiful sea and shining sea." But Jan said, "They should know that it's not me who need them, but that they need us." On the motel registry, Jan wrote a different name and that his birthplace was Bohemia. He showed his passport to his mother and sister, but when an old servant appeared, they returned the passport back to Jan without looking at it. At night, the mother said to Martha, "The man seems different from others. I don't want to kill him tonight. Let us wait until tomorrow." But her sister said, "No, we must do it quickly tonight." Afterwards, Martha and Jan talked about the country of warm weather, sea, and beautiful sunset where Jan lives. Martha really wanted to leave the dull, rainy Europe and make a new start in Jan's country, but she did not realize who she was talking to. A little later, Martha entered the room with a cup of tea, which Jan did not order. When Jan stated that he had not ordered tea, Martha pretended to turn away, but Jan stopped her and said, "Why don't we just have the tea?" But the tea contained drug, and Jan became very sleepy. When the mother entered into the room, he could not focus on the conversation, and he fell asleep. He murmured as he fell asleep, "I should tell them that it's me. I'm going to make them happy. I should do it. Maria is right. I don't like tonight. That makes everything seem so far away." Then he fell into deep sleep. A little later, the mother and Martha entered the room with a lamp, and an old servant followed them. The mother did not want to participate in this act, but Martha did not listen to her. Martha took out Jan's wallet from his clothes and everything else from his pockets. At that moment, Jan's passport fell to the ground, but no one saw this. The old servant picked it up and quickly left the room. The mother and daughter then threw Jan into the river. Next morning, the old servant gave the passport to the two people. After seeing the passport, they finally realized what they had done. Out of guilt, the mother threw herself into the river. Later, Jan's wife, Maria, came to the motel and told Martha what had happened. My husband was planning to bring all his money and make you two happy. While he was thinking of this in his room, you were thinking about killing him." The play ends there. The play ends with Maria's scream, "Oh dear God, I cannot live in this vast wilderness. Now the only one that I can talk to is you, Lord. I can only find the answer in you. You are the only one that I can leave myself to. Please have mercy on me. Please show me your mercy. Please listen to me." Please let your hand reach out to me, O Lord. Please have mercy on this family who love each other very much but had to live apart. Maria said to Jan that everything will be over nice and easy if he could just say to his family, "It's me. I am your son. I am from the country that has the sea, that is near the sea with lots of sunshine." Jesus also says, "I am the Son of God. I am from the kingdom of God. I want to go there with you. I am the resurrection and the life." In fact, Jesus came to earth in human form to deliver such message, and he did on many occasions say that he was the Son of God, that all men must repent and enter the kingdom ruled by our Heavenly Father. And that is why I have come to carry the cross. However, he fell on deaf ears. People did not want to hear that, but they only wanted to use Jesus for their own ambitions and desire. They did not try to look at Jesus' passport, but they were only interested in what his pockets contained. They were blinded by their greed, and so put the Lord on the cross. Fellow members of the church, which side are you on? The passport of the Lord or his pocket? The Lord himself or what he holds in his hands? We could understand. It's okay to have a misunderstand the pig, but it is not acceptable to not understand our Lord, because it will result in eternal harm. As we open our eyes wider day by day, our life and faith will be filled with grace. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we misunderstood the Lord. We were obsessed with what we want to have and obtain rather than what you give us. We thought that you are the one magic lamp that gets us to where we want. Reflecting back on our life, remember how deep your grace was running through all those sudden, subtle moments when we attend the service, pray alone, read the Bible. We cannot but to admit that your grace and guide in those moments bring us here today and bow down to you. We find you all the more sincere and valuable, precious as we serve you. Please help us build a relationship with you in which we look at which not only focus on what we want, but communicate with you more deeply and harbor the secret of grace between you and us. Therefore, let us stay in your words and prayers, and let us bring out more of you in us as we walk on the road of this life journey. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.